Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. WTAG, one of the world's leading multidisciplinary design firms, has designed numerous mixed-use and urban design projects. They offer integrated design solutions comprising strategy planning, architecture, landscapes, and interiors for urban tourism and resort destinations. As a big player in the field of design, WATG's corporate responsibility efforts paves the way for other design firms in the industry. Money FM 89.3 welcomes John Achari, Vice President and Director of Planning and Urban Design of WATG and Wembley Interiors, to tell us more about integrating sustainability into their design, their key initiatives in the realm of sustainability regionally, and greener urban design. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, before we talk about the sustainability aspect of it, why don't you unpack what it is that you actually do?
That's a big question. But generally, master planning is what my expertise is, and urban design. It includes community development, large-scale planning, integrated development, including communities, residential, mixed use, waterfront, and ensuring that communities are sustainable in the way they live, the way they function, and providing enough facilities that can take them into the next few years. So planning in itself is a discipline that needs to be flexible and evolves over time. And one of the key things about that is making sure that we consider the changes in economic development, in climate change, as well as in new technologies. So recently, a lot of large-scale plans have considered autonomous vehicle provisions, well as how we can manage change through better provision of transportation, facilities for day-to-day life, and increasing opportunities for people to have a better lifestyle as well.
Okay. The closest I can imagine is a game I used to play maybe 20 years ago. It was called SimCity. Yeah. So you do that for real?
Well, yeah, in a way. I mean, you draw something on paper and it grows, eventually. Planning is not an instant science. It's something which takes time. And, great cities have evolved over time. They don't happen overnight.
Great cities also made great mistakes. Great old cities made mistakes. And then the planning, from that comes the how do we fix this as the city grew.
Correct, yeah. It's not so much that great cities made mistakes, but great cities were probably not designed for flexibility. Mm-hmm. So when technology changed and when economies changed, it was very difficult for cities to adapt to change. So one of the things that's come out of revitalization programs is to how we can adapt better and then dive in and surgically either change or amend areas to better fit the current environment.
The current population, which,
exactly.
Again, they never thought they'd have the numbers they were having.
No, that's right. And roads were not catered for cars at that time. So, there was a huge transformation, after the Industrial Revolution in cities not being able to manage change through vehicles. And now the challenge that we have is the impact of vehicles, impact of non-renewable energy sources in how we can better manage our resources and design cities that are more sustainable.
Okay, so which leads us very beautifully to integrating sustainability into a master plan. The one thing that I suspect Singapore has to its advantage, it's a very young country, a very young city, so we can fix things a bit faster because it's not so incredibly built up that you need to pull out a building to put something else in that's more sustainable. Within that, the infrastructure has been here for a while. So what are your challenges? How do you integrate sustainability now with Singapore?
Singapore is a unique case. I mean, Singapore had a plan which has been in place for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I would say probably one of the few countries that was able to plan ahead, mm-hmm. And in the with the changing times, the country has been able to evolve reasonably well. I think with the challenges that Singapore faces is obviously climate change. Mm-hmm. There will be sea level rises, and how does the government adapt to that? And there are some initiatives, as I understand, that's been looked at, and how to better manage change along the waterfronts, particularly. Also, population change, mm-hmm. that will obviously inevitably lead to more densification and probably a greater demand and pressure on resources, so infrastructure. So that's one of the challenges. And in terms of how we better manage population growth, densification is one of the ways to do that, but you got to better manage that through more appropriate infrastructure and transportation. And Singapore has probably got one of the better transportation systems in the world to cater for change. But I would say challenge is the lack of land is one thing. And so that leads us to how do we then either increase land, whether do we go out in the city, into the sea, and if that's the case, then how do we manage for climate change?
Right.
So that is also another one of those factors that we have to take into consideration.
All right. We're speaking to John Achari, Vice President, Director of Planning and Urban Design of WATG and also Wembley Interiors. Now let's talk about sustainability. Can you discuss the challenges associated with creating a sustainable design?
Well, a lot of times sustainability is seen as a burden by a lot of clients, particularly because there's a perception that sustainable practices cost more.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's a practice that has proven to be more beneficial in the long term. Orienting buildings in the right way, so you take better advantage of solar, as well as wind flow. So that gives you a better chance of cooling buildings, as well as taking advantage more in terms of how we manage building facades. So a lot of times what we do is we try to encourage clients to look at the bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
to look at longer term solutions rather than short term costs, which could be prohibitive, but in the long term operational opportunities give rise to cheaper solutions.
At some point, if you manage your power usage, your solar, you'd have zero cost, wouldn't you?
That's right, zero cost. But, you know, the upfront cost for solar provisions is quite high as well at this stage. I mean, it's coming down, but it'll take some time before it gets to a point where it's integrated seamlessly into all our buildings.
Okay. What about when you talk about master planning? Say you have an area like Singapore, do we have enough parks? Do we need more of them?
Parks is that you can never have enough parks,
space. Too many parks, really?
Yeah, I mean, you can always do with more open space anywhere. I mean, that's one of the things about lifestyle is that, you know, we like to be outdoors. We like to have provision or opportunities to walk around. And quite often, sometimes the perception of having a park nearby or living by the waterfront is a nice idea, although mm-hmm. we may not always use them.
Okay, but are they necessary?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, parks is what healthy cities are about, mm-hmm. is being able to walk, enjoy fresh air, and be in a green environment. I mean, that's one of the things that is very important for climate change, is being able to have more green areas and less of hard spaces and more oxygen for the environment.
That would be a huge challenge for a city state like Singapore.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the challenges. That's part of the reason why we seem to see a different kind of greening strategy here, mm-hmm. as opposed to planting of trees, which Singapore is a very green green city. There are other ways of greening. Buildings can be can have more green areas, green roofs, and using materials that reflect or don't reflect as much heat as well. So you don't create solar or heat islands.
We are speaking to John Achari, Vice President and Director of Planning and Urban Design of WATG and Wembley Interiors. Tell us, what kind of sustainability blends with innovation can we look forward to from WATG's designs?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is sustainability is a practice, is an intrinsic practice in our company, and we tend to use or apply sustainability practices or principles in all our designs, whether it's in terms of master planning, where you orient your streets to take advantage of better wind flow, placing facilities within walking distance of people rather than them having to take a car to go somewhere. So, you know, basically walkable catchments. For buildings, better use of materials that are easily sourced within a close proximity. So, and trying to use renewable sources of materials as well. Interior wise, again the same thing: materials and creating environments that take better advantage of the environment as well, of natural wind flow, natural ventilation, and also material use. So something which one of the things that we tend to encourage a lot of our clients as well as internally within WATG is to understand better what are the best practice in terms of sustainable design.
So with the Prime Minister talking about sustainability and climate change in his National Day rally speech, this has become a bigger deal for most of us. A lot of us probably weren't paying that much attention to it up to that point. What can the average home dweller that doesn't have a green home, what can they do to make their home a little bit more sustainable, a little bit more environmentally friendly, a little bit cooler, I guess, without the air conditioning?
Well, open the windows more, I guess, is one of the things. But one of the simplest ways is to use more, I guess, light bulbs that are more sustainable, mm-hmm. so they don't emit as much heat and are more long-lasting. Mm-hmm. That's one. And obviously, I'm not being flippant about saying open more windows, but it is one of those things which, and I think Singapore has, which a lot of other warmer climate countries don't have, is there's more reliance on air conditioning in a lot of other countries than mm-hmm. in Singapore. Although the provision is there, people do still tend to open the windows and still enjoy natural ventilation. And I think that's one of the good things about the place as well. It's tropical, it's windy, it's breezy. Let's take advantage of the fresh air.
Turn the aircon off and open the windows.
Correct, yeah.
All right. John Achari, Vice President and Director of Planning and Urban Design of WATG. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.